Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Don Flattery and Annie Leonard with the Putting on the Ritz, a New Year's variety show, which is coming up in less than a month. A show that is going to bring out everybody in Marion County and give them a chance to show off the skills and the talents that they have, a talent show on the day before New Year's Eve, December 30th. I guess my first question for you is, why should people come out to Putting on the Ritz?
Because this is going to be the most fun event in Marion County all year. We've worked really hard with so many different people. It's going to be a celebration of the arts in many forms, from the culinary and the visual arts to the performing arts. So we really hope the whole community will come out.
Now, this is going on at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. What time is it going on? And I know you got a little something starting at the beginning.
We kick it off at 5:45 to 6:45 in the lobby of KPAC. We have a social hour going on with local establishments providing hors d'oeuvres and also drinks, mocktails, if you will. And then we roll into the show at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. During the show, we'll be giving out door prizes, and we have a couple other little things up our sleeves that we would like to keep under wraps at this time. But yeah, we're Annie and I are uber excited. We've been working on this since March, and looking forward to the community to come out and support us.
So the listeners, if they're uber excited, they've been waiting for this and ready to go to this, what do they got to do? How much does it cost?
So we have tickets available at Iowa State Savings Bank and at the Grand Theater, so that if you're in the daytime or the evening, you can pick them up. We have tickets in a couple of different configurations. For adults, you can buy tickets to the social hour and the show for $20, $35 a couple. If you just want to come to the show, it's $15 or $25 a couple. We're also welcoming students, and so for the social hour and the show, students can get in for $15, $25 for a couple, and for the show only, it's $10 for students or $15 for a couple. And, you know, we certainly invite everybody to come out. We will also have tickets available at the door. We think it'll be a little bit of a late night, so we don't think it's necessarily for the little kids, but we hope everybody will get dressed up and come out and celebrate the 2017 year and look forward to 2018.
Now, I know you guys want everybody to attend this, and I know that it's going to be a good event, a fun event to see all the talents of Marion County. But my question is, if you guys can do this, is give a little tease of what people can expect, you know, coming to the show. What are some of the acts, maybe? I know you don't want to give them all away, but what are some of the acts that people could expect to see on that night?
Well, first of all, we have Chef Adam Darland, who is a local Knoxville area resident, or he graduated from Knoxville High School. He's an alum, and he is a instructor of culinary arts down at Indian Hills, so he's going to be preparing the hors d'oeuvres for us. We have several local restaurants who are participating in a mocktail challenge because it is school grounds. We can't have cocktails, but they're making some really fun mocktails for us, including A&P Pub, Peace Tree Brewing Company, and the Red Rock Grill and Still. And then during that social hour, we will have a visual arts display, and we have some really great pieces coming out. Again, local artists, really great talent on display there. And then we start the show, and we auditioned about 25 different acts, and we narrowed it down just a little bit, and we have people of all ages doing singing, dancing.
Yeah, it's just going to be a great show. We have impersonators, a couple amazing impersonators from Marion County. I'm sure that you guys have, without saying much more, I can't give them away, but they're amazing performers, musicians, both instrumental, playing the piano, and other instruments. Again, come out for the door prizes. And like I said, we have a couple tricks up our sleeve that we want to throw out at the time of the event. Two, just note that about 8:15, we'll be taking an intermission about halfway through the show. And we also have local establishments in Knoxville serving up desserts for intermission. We have 111 Public House serving, also Coffee Connection and Main Street Donuts. So along with that, we'll still have the mocktails being served, because you need something to wash a little bit of that down, and then we'll get right back into the show, and we should be able to wrap things up about 10 o'clock. So it's a full, fun evening event.
Now, my last question for you guys, I know you're uber excited, like you said, and we've been talking about this since July. It's now about 3 weeks away. Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous you are and how excited you are.
I would say that I'm a 10 excited, and maybe I'm about a 7 nervous. This is something I really believe in. I'm doing this to help support the Knoxville Music Boosters, and the Knoxville Music Boosters supports the arts in our schools. And I believe that that is one of the most crucial elements of our children's education. So I am honored to be working with Dawn. She has been our set and lighting and guru for many years at Knoxville High School, and I'm learning so much from her. I'm so privileged to be able to work with her and be able to entertain the community and raise money for the arts. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, and I'd say, so why stop at 10? I'd say probably a 15 on that scale of excited. I'm probably in about the 7 or 8 being nervous. But then I keep thinking, it's going to be an amazing event. If you let your nervousness show through, then it's there. But if you just kind of keep it tucked away, put your head to the grindstone and invite the community in, and once people start showing up and hanging out with us during the social hour, piece of cake.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Annie Leonard and Don Flattery for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.